All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to leave up holiday decorations year-round. Others have the need to use their garage as practice space for their new metal band. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.
Today, more marketing platforms withhold services from Russia. How time can reverse the negative effect of ad fatigue? Google Analytics has a new, more personalized homepage. How you can hire Ukrainian digital marketers. And on the premium podcast with no ads, more stories, and extended weekend episodes, tap the link in the show notes for more. Why podcast agencies fear the future of dynamic ads. It's Friday, March 4th. I'm Steph Gunn, filling in for Todd Maffin. Here's what you missed today in digital marketing. An update on how the Ukraine crisis is affecting the digital marketing world. As of today, both the leading search engines now prohibit ads targeting users in Russia. Google has suspended all ad sales in Russia. The ban covers search, YouTube, and outside publishing partners. And Microsoft has also announced that it will suspend all new sales of products and services in Russia. Aside from protesting against Russia's actions in Ukraine, the ad bans help the companies ensure brand safety. We have a lot of metrics available to us in the various platforms' ad managers, CPM, clicks, reach, and one of the numbers marketers often keep an eye on is frequency. Frequency is a measure of how many times an average person in your target group has seen your ad. There's been a lot of research on how much frequency is too much, but that research to date has focused on near-term results, more immediate effects, which is odd considering that the whole point of marketing is to build a long-term relationship between the brand and the consumer. Is it possible that if we push through the uncomfortably high frequency, yes, even if that generates short-term negative feelings, that eventually the consumer will warm up to the brand? Todd recently interviewed Dr. Anne Cronrod, who has published an academic paper called How Time Can Reverse the Negative Effect of Frequent Advertising Repetition on Brand Preference. She is an assistant professor of marketing at the University of Massachusetts. Here's a clip of their conversation.
There's an interesting thing that happens. Annoyance, which is kind of a negative feeling, tends to fade much faster than memory. So you're kind of over time, and when I say over time, I mean about 2 to 3 weeks, which is not a lot of time, actually. Over time, you tend to kind of forget that you were annoyed. The annoyance tends to go down, but memory actually keeps for a while, for a long while. It just keeps high at the same level for a longer time.
Are there any instances where this play for long-term results, even though you are initially sacrificing a bit of negative sentiment against your brand, knowing that that will wear off, so that sort of play for the long-term brand preference, are there any instances where that would backfire?
I think when you make the mistake of trying to remind people, so you're trying to introduce or include elements from the ad, not only the product, but elements from the ad, like the jingle or the copy, elements from the ad, and you're reminding of the ad itself, that might be a mistake to do because at this point you're reminding of the annoyance that was long forgotten.
Oh, I see. So because this is a short-term annoyance, you want to kind of leave an actual real gap without any reminding.
Yeah.
I'm pausing because it seems counter to everything we are taught in marketing, right? Which is set up your offer and then every week or so or every day or every, you know, X period, like constantly sort of be in there. In fact, there are retargeting campaigns, which are evergreen, which are on kind of set it and forget it, you know, where someone will spend time on a website or they will engage with a post and suddenly they are in a bucket of people who are just going to see this ad constantly over the next X number of months. Whereas your research has found actually you should stop after a heavy cycle of repetition and let it marinate.
Yes, I agree. I agree. This is kind of in that sense, what I'm suggesting is different from the mainstream that would say just keep advertising.
Their conversation covers whether there is a specific tipping point time frame of when high frequency starts to hurt brand memory as well, how this might affect purchase intent, the secret to deliberately advertising in off-season periods, and much more. The full interview is coming tomorrow exclusively to the premium feed. You can sign up and get this and all the past deep dive interviews, including ad-free daily episodes, audio chapters, story links, and much more. Tap the link in the show notes or go to todayindigital.com/premium feed.
Between juggling client meetings and keeping up with what's changed in the marketing world, who has time to stress about website security? But security is important. What with bots pummeling your brand site by the hundreds every hour looking for a way in. Kinsta provides managed hosting for WordPress sites, offering lightning-fast load times, top-tier security, and human-only customer support. And thanks to their unlimited free expert-led migrations, Kinsta ensures a smooth transition from other hosting providers so you won't experience any downtime. Ready to experience Kinsta's hosting for yourself? Get your first month free when you sign up at kinsta.com today. It's the perfect opportunity to see why Kinsta is trusted by thousands of businesses worldwide to power their websites. Visit KINSTA.com to get this limited time offer for new customers on select plans. Don't miss out. Get started for free today.
What is DaxRU?
Tracking all our cars on Carvana Value Tracker on all our devices? Yes, Kristen, yes I am.
Well, I've been looking for my phone for...
In Dax's domain, we see all, so we always know what our cars are worth.
All of them?
All of them. Value surge, trucks up 3.9%.
That's a great offer.
I know. Sell?
Sell.
Track your car's value with Carvana Value Tracker today.
Google has announced the release of its new homepage for Google Analytics 4 properties, formerly known as an app plus web property. The company said that the homepage surfaces information that's relevant to you based on your behavior in analytics, and that it provides more personalized content the more you continue to use analytics. This page will allow you to monitor traffic, navigate through analytics, and get insights about your websites and mobile apps. The new homepage features 5 parts. Overview shows you metrics relevant to your behavior in analytics. Real time shows activity as it happens using data from the real time report. Recently viewed provides links that you visited most recently. Because you view frequently shows cards that you view often. And finally, insights shows unusual changes, emerging trends, and other insights about your sites and apps. Microsoft is testing a new ad creator that lets you repurpose your website content for ads. The new feature extracts images from your site so that you can use them in your advertisements. You can access the photos by clicking the Add Image button. Once you've determined an image, select Add Images and then Website Images, and choose which ones you'd like to show within your ads. Ad Creator also comes with a photo editor, which is pretty standard. The new photo editing features will include Designer Effects, which provide a selection of photo editing filters, background blur alters the image background, and background color, which allows you to select and apply a solid hue from the auto-generated options, or you can use the color picker for manual selection. Microsoft said that these updates are a few ways that the company is enhancing its offering to make the platform a one-stop tool for digital advertisers. The update is currently in pilot. We now know who had the biggest media spends on digital display advertising last year in the UK. Peloton was the top spender, Amazon was second in terms of spending, followed by eBay. Digital display includes the space outside of search marketing and social media ads. The report did not give digital display's total ad spend for the year, but it stated the industry had experienced significant growth over 2021. Entertainment and leisure, computing, and finance continue the lead in the digital space with a combined revenue of over $1.3 billion. According to the report, ad spend rose 20% last year, following a 17% 14% decline in 2020. And Amazon became the UK's top advertiser by spend last year, rising from third place in 2020, beating out Procter & Gamble, who came second. Data has been provided by Nielsen. Thanks for listening. I hope you have a great weekend. I have another little PSA here. If you're not able to hire a Ukrainian search marketer like we talked about in the show today, there's another really great way you can help. You can book a stay at an Airbnb. So Airbnb has waived all service fees for Ukrainian stays. So 100% of your money goes directly to the person renting out their home. You can send a host the message and let them know that you won't be staying there but want to help. And the sooner you book the stay, the sooner the host gets the money. Just a nice little easy way to help and try and ease those that are in need right now. Today in Digital Marketing is produced by EngageQ Digital on the traditional territories of the Snunamuk First Nation on Vancouver Island. Our associate producer is me, Steph Gunn. Podcast music licensing by Source Audio. Ad coordination by Red Circle. And I know our theme composer, Mark Levis, is from Ottawa, but he's actually just a city boy born and raised in South Detroit. He took the midnight train going anywhere.
Your old or broken phone can let you down when you need it most.
Perfect.
But at Verizon, trade in any old phone from our top brands and get the most for it, up to $2,000 in value, for an amazing new iPhone 16 Pro with Apple Intelligence and a new line on my plan, and iPad and Apple Watch Series 10. That's like a 3-for-1. And you can get it on any plan. At Verizon, trade in your old phone for a brand new iPhone 16 Pro, iPad, and Apple Watch. The other guys won't give you that. Visit Verizon.com today. Additional terms apply. Service plan required for Apple Watch and iPad. Up to $2,000 value based on iPhone, iPad, and Apple Watch.
All you homeowners have unique needs. Some feel the need to paint their door a vibrant shade of blue. Others have the need to decorate their bathroom with fish, anchors, and other nautical items. And because each homeowner has unique needs, GEICO helps you get the right coverage for your home and what's in it. That way, you get exactly what's right for you, even if your needs are unique. Get more with GEICO.